All right. This is the audio for Mongol Globalization. This is the ER version. If you have the standard version, head back to the website and grab that version instead. Okay, so first section, technology. Many critical technologies spread during the Mongol Empire. Mostly technology went from the east to the west, like China to other places. Europe and the Middle East both received the knowledge of gunpowder, paper, compasses, and blast furnaces from China. Meanwhile, both Europe and China got scientific knowledge and clear glass from the Middle East. Meanwhile, Europe's only contribution to this trade was the trebuchet, which is like a big siege weapon. And it spread to China during this time, having already spread to the Middle East a century earlier. Next section, exploration. So due to the safety of Mongol roads, there were many explorers and travelers in Asia during this time. The most important explorer of the era was Ibn Battuta. Ibn Battuta traveled from Morocco and gave detailed, accurate accounts of North Africa, Arabia, the Mediterranean, India, the Spice Islands, Central Asia, and China. There were also a large number of European explorers. There was Marco Polo, William of Rubric, John of Plano-Carpini, all of whom gave detailed accounts of the Middle East, Central Asia, and China. And this is the first time that Europe or the Middle East had accurate information on East Asia, and it represents a massive step in the globalization of knowledge. After this, world maps start to appear more reliable, especially those that were based on the knowledge of Ibn Battuta. Next section, military tactics. So Genghis Khan and the Mongol armies he inspired were centuries ahead of their time in military organization and tactics. In general, the Mongol armies were fast and they were extremely well organized. They were able to create local superiority and firepower even when they were outnumbered. And this is why the Mongols generally won their battles, even though they were almost always 3 or 4 to 1 outnumbered. The impact of Mongol military tactics was not immediate. Only the Middle East and Russia saw a sudden change in tactics because of the Mongols. That change would be to use light cavalry with many horses each, like a speed over strength idea. The Mongols also inspired the world to use curved swords for horsemen rather than straight swords. Last section, disease. So the interconnectedness of the Mongol world came with the downside that is always the case of interconnectedness. Knowledge and culture travel hand in hand with disease, and the Mongol era saw a big one, the Black Death. Starting in China sometime around 1320, the Black Death spread to Africa and Europe by 1350. It was the world's first truly modern pandemic, and it resulted in the deaths of 75 to 200 million people, which is between 25 and 50% of the world's population. All right, and that's it. Thanks.